It is Morning Edition from NHPR. After spending 2 years as a foster parent, first-term state representative Sean Morrison says he's concerned about the lack of rights foster families have in the child protective system. The Epping Republican and his wife foster 2 children, and he says he's seen a lack of respect for foster parents. Morrison is now proposing legislation to create what he calls a Foster Parent Bill of Rights. I spoke with Morrison recently about his proposal. You've been a foster parent now for 2 years and just added your second foster child to the family, I understand.
Correct.
Why did you choose to become a foster parent?
Actually, we just wanted to help children. I had always intended to do that, just growing up. So really that was, we have 2 children of our own, so it was really just to help the children.
Yeah, as a foster parent yourself, as someone who's kind of seen the system from the inside, what is the role of a foster parent exactly, and how does DCYF, how does the court see it?
Well, I don't think that DCYF or the courts see it as important as it is. Frankly, nobody involved in any of these cases see the children more than foster parents or have more of an impact while the child is placed with foster parents, which is why I think we need a specific Bill of Rights.
And your legislation, you're proposing a Foster Parents Bill of Rights. This is legislation that has been talked about in years past. It hasn't come to fruition yet. But what specifically would it look like?
Well, it's going to be an enumerated Bill of Rights that, it's currently being worked on by a number of representatives. I've invited some senators as well. But it's going to be an enumerated list of rights that I would like to see made law so that there's no misinterpretation. And there's actually there's ramifications if they're not followed.
Would this Bill of Rights actually create new legal standing for foster parents in that they have a stake in and they have to be heard by a judge? They have to be heard by DCYF before any, say, reunification could happen with birth parents?
That is indeed the goal. In fact, speaking with a foster parent recently, I've discovered that the foster parents essentially have no standing in the courtrooms while these cases are being heard. Historically, foster parents have had no say. And essentially, it seems to me to be a lack of respect for foster parents and the role that they play in this whole scenario.
The state is facing a severe shortage of foster parents indeed, isn't it?
Yes. I recently heard a statistic that there's been an increase of about 35% of cases involving drug issues. I'm a firefighter and paramedic, so I see the opioid crisis up close and personal. But there's been an increase of approximately 35%. And since 2014, we have lost approximately 270 foster homes in the state. We were at 800 and something, and now we're around 600.
So at a time then foster parents are more needed than ever, we're losing them. Why? Why do you think there's such a kind of a turnover?
It's very difficult to be a foster parent in the state of New Hampshire. Again, I allude back to basic respect, and I think that anybody that gets involved or wishes to be a foster parent in the state certainly isn't doing it for the money. I think it's $15 a day per child. I'm not really sure. They're doing it because they care about the children, and I think seeing how the system really works, I think that discourages people. And a lot of people have maybe they try it 1 time, 2 times, and then they get fed up with it.
Obviously, it's a very hard thing to do, to be a foster parent anywhere, I think. But are other states doing it better, and what are they doing that we should be doing?
Well, I think that they're adhering to laws better. I think that they have more laws. And in fact, according to the Casey report that came out in 2014, I believe, New Hampshire's 3rd worst in the country when considering recidivism of children who initially enter the Child Protective Services and then are put right back in within 1 year. We're 3rd worst in the country. So obviously many states are doing things better than we are right now.
So what happens from here? How do you see the prospects for this legislation?
I hope the prospects are good. I think the governor is proactive on this issue. I think it's hard not to be when you see weekly stories in the newspapers about how it's really going. So I'm hopeful. I'm also tenacious. I'm not going to just let this go away. Whether I'm a state representative or not a state representative, I'm going to continue to work on this issue. And frankly, it's absolutely necessary that changes happen.
That was State Representative Sean Morrison, an Epping Republican, who is proposing legislation that would create a foster parent's Bill of Rights. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.